Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about a new maximal heart rate formula for women. Now, after four decades of having the 220 minus your age for men and women to calculate that upper, that peak heart rate to figure out for how, you know, when you're exercising, what your heart rate should be, all of a sudden, we have a new formula.
For women only.
For women only.
The men can do the old school 220 minus their age.
Right. Because there is definitely a gender difference in exercise capacity, especially as we age. So when we looked at this formula, we weren't taking into consideration women. But the new formula, just to give it to you, is it's actually 206 minus 88% of your age. Okay, so it's no longer 220 minus your age. It's 206 minus 88% of your age.
So you got to know math in order to do this.
You got to know a little math.
Guys just know how to have to subtract.
So the problem is that many women couldn't meet their target heart rate prior to this, but now with this new formula, they're meeting it. And the thing is, you want to be able to assess if women are having a normal or abnormal response to exercise. So that's why it's important to know the exact amount. And they came up with this formula. It's based upon about 5,500 women ages 35 and older, was studied since 1992. So we have enough data now. What is that, 92?
Almost, 20 years?
20 years worth of information to get this thing started. So again, for people that are using that 220 minus your age, then multiply it by 65 and 85% of your by that percent to get the range. Now it's no longer that for women. 206 minus 88% of your age.
That'll give you your max.
So what would 88% of your age be? Put you 100.
I can't even figure the 88. Come on, it's like
you need a calculator.
I need a slide rule.
You know what? There's probably going to be an app on.
I would think
there'll be an app for this to do this pretty soon. So, but good information.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.